We've been doing the New Testament reading and leading up to what we call Pentecost, which is coming up very shortly. And this particular week is in 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. Hear God's Word, New Living Translation. Now, I think the lectionary starts at verse 2, but I'm going to go back up to verse 1. So get rid of all malicious behavior and deceit. Don't just pretend to be good. Be done with hypocrisy and jealousy and backstabbing. You must crave pure spiritual milk so that you can grow into the fullness of your salvation. Cry out for this nourishment, as a baby cries out for milk, now that you have had a taste of the Lord's kindness. Living stones for God's house. Verse 4. Come to Christ, who is the living cornerstone of God's temple. He was rejected by the people, but he is precious to God who chose him. And now God is building you as living stones into his spiritual temple. What's more, you are God's holy priest who offers the spiritual sacrifices that please him because of Jesus Christ. As the scriptures express it, I am placing a stone in Jerusalem, a chosen cornerstone, and anyone who believes in him will never be disappointed. Yes, he is very precious to you who believe, but for those who reject him, the stone that was rejected by the builders have now become the cornerstone. And the scriptures say, he being Jesus, is the stone that makes people stumble, the rock that will make them fall. Wow, they stumble because they do not listen to God's word and obey it. And so they meet the fate that has been planned for them. But you are not like that, for you are a chosen people. You are a kingdom of priests, God's holy nation, a very own possession. This is so that you can show others the goodness of God, for he has called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, now you are the people of God. Once you received none of God's mercy, now you have received his mercy. Dear brothers and sisters, you are foreigners and aliens here, so I warn you to keep away from evil desires, because they fight against your very soul. In verse 12, be careful how you live among the unbelieving neighbors. Even if they accuse you of doing wrong, they will see your honorable behavior and they will believe and give honor to God when he comes to judge the world. May God add his blessing to reading and hearing and the understanding of his holy and precious word. Well, you know, God is coming soon. Jesus is going to return soon. I don't know when. Nobody knows the time or the hour, but one thing we know for sure, Jesus promised to come again, and he will do it. There's a little commentary in my Bible about witnessing or testifying, and it said a high school student chooses a soft drink at a party where alcohol is being served. A businessman refrains from profanity used by his associates, even when the deal falls through. A mother offers to watch a neighbor's child or makes a meal for the neighbor when she knows that another mom has been under the weather. A simple act of everyday goodness, morality, or kindness can be more eloquent than a thousand words. When you sense skepticism or hardness towards the gospel, remember that the most powerful testimony is often not delivered in words, but by a life lived in the imitation of Christ. Well, I hope and pray you're having a good day. Thank you for tuning in.